Rosh Av, 13th of July, Rabbi Leibich Heller, Hefsik in Brochus.
This month of Shabbos, with regards to Avdola, the Ramah brings Siman Tov Kuf Nun Aleph from the Maril, that the minig is that you give the wine to a tinuk to drink. Because in the 9 days you're not supposed to drink wine. There's a machlekes in the Paskim whether you can always give a tinuk wine to drink when he's a gil chinuch, or only in such a case where it's a tzarich of a mitzvah. But be it as it may, that is the minig that's brought in the Ramah. And I want to share with you a dvar halacha that somehow is connected to this, albeit slightly indirectly. This Ramah is miyusad on a Gemara in Eidavin. The Gemara in Eidavin talks about Havdalah, Kiddush. Kiddush Hayoyim, we make Kiddush Halakois. Zuchreyu ala yayin, we make Kiddush Halakois. So the Gemara asks, what's with regards to Yom Kippur? Yom Kippur, how are you makadish with a yoyim on Yom Kippur? So the Gemara says, how are you going to make Kiddush Halakois on Yom Kippur? If you're going to make it Halakois, once you were makadish to yoyim, even if it's before this Zaman, but once you were makabel the yoyim, then you can't drink the wine. On the other hand, you're going to say, make Kiddush Halayayin and don't drink the wine. Hamakadish Torah Shiyitim. So the Gemara suggests that you can make Kiddush Halayayin and you can give it to a tinuk. You can give it to a tinuk. You'll make the Kiddush. You'll say the Beit Pri Hagafen and you'll give it to a tinuk. That's the Gemara in Eivind of Memum and Beis. Now this Gemara also serves as a Yesoid for another Halacha. And that's what I would like to discuss here today. A Halacha regarding a Hefsik B'brochus. The Gemara in Menachis of Lamed Vav Amid Beis says that if a person makes a brocha and he is then mafsik, it invalidates the brocha. If he's mafsik b'dibur, you make a brocha and then you take a call, whether it's a birchas hamitzis or birchas hamenin, before you drink. So you make a shahat milir dvara, you're about to sip from the coffee, and then you have an urgent phone call, you say, hello, just a minute, I just made a brocha, I'll get back to you in a minute. You have to make a new brocha. And the same is with the mitzvah. That's why if you're mafsik b'dibur, it necessitates another brach, lakoladeis for the shorosh. However, the Gemara in Brachah says that there are certain types of dibur that are not mafsik. So Gemara says in Brachah Zafmema Medalef, Omar Rav, if a person says toil broich, broich is the name of the prusoshol bracha. Take a piece of challah on which the bracha was made. I don't know if you know, there's an extinct species in Klal Yisrael, which is a tremendous loss for every one of us. And that is the Ashkenazi Sheobel and the Eden. And they call challah. How do they call challah?
Berches.
Adayoyim, yeah?
Berches.
So Gemara. Toil broich. Take a shtickle broich. Take that which the bracha was made on. So you're giving it to the other people. So you made a bracha on Moitzi for everyone around the table. Before you were toyim, before you ate from your prusa, you said to the person next to you, here, take a piece. Zok the Gemara Rav says that that's not a hefsik. Ain't it tzorach l'baruch, you don't have to make another bracha. However, Rav says if you say, havi lifton, havi tafshu, havi melach, bring salt or bring something else to dip in the bread. So that, according to Rav, is a hefsik. Then the Gemara brings another day to Rabbi Yochanan, who says that even aviyu melech, aviyu liftan, is not a hefsik. But if you say gavu leturo, if you say prepare the grain, the bran, or whatever the cows, the oxen eat, so you have to mix it with water. So after you make your hamaitzi, you realize that you didn't feed the animal yet. And the Gemara says that we learn from a pasuk, v'nasati esav besodcha libem techo, and then v'achal to v'sabato. You have to give your animals to eat before you eat yourself. So if you realize that before you bite, you want to do it correctly. So you say to the shamish, prepare the food for the animal, so it's already set in motion that you're feeding the animal. So then it would allow you to eat. But you made a hefsik b'dibur. So Rabbi Yochanan says that would be a hefsik. But the final opinion the Gemara says that even that is not a hefsik, and that's the halacha that all of these three examples are not a hefsek. If you say Tel Broich, you're passing the bread around, or if you say bring salt, or lifton, or if you say prepare the food for the animal, all of these instances are not a hefsek, and you don't have to make another bracha. Obviously, lekatchila, one should never say these things. But if you said them, it's not a hefsek. Now, with regards to Tel Broich, Rashi, and as well as Havi Melach, Rashi says on Havi Melach, what is the heter for Havi Melach? In other words, we have a Gemara in Menachis that tells us that Dibur is a hefsek. Here we have these three Amiraim arguing precisely where the line is for the Dibur that is not a hefsek. So Mimarashach, is Dibur a hefsek or is Dibur not a hefsek? Why is Tel Broich any better than saying hello on the phone? Why is Gavi Latura feed the animal any better than saying hello on the phone? So Rashi says the following. Rashi says that these diburim over here are tzoyrech habracha. You're not going on to discuss something unrelated. You're saying something which is a tzoyrech for the bracha. The other person was yoytze from your bracha. So you want his bracha, which he was yoytze from you, to be serviced with the bread. So you say, Toil Broich, so it's a tzoyrech for the bracha. Havi Melach, says Rashi, is also a tzoyrech habracha. Rashi says, why is Havi Melach, Havi Lifton a tzoyrech habracha? Because, Sha'afzu tzoyrech bracha, shetei prusa shel bracha, necheles betam. And similarly, Gavi Latura, one would say, feeding the animals, also a tzoyrech bracha, because you have to do that in order to allow you to eat the bread in compliance with the kiyum of Besot Chalivantecha, and then Bachalta Besavoto. Okay, very good. Very good point. The next Tikkun Gemara brings a memory of Rava Bar Shmuel, who says that it's Osur La'odom Liftoya Hachi Aviyu Melech Lifton Lifnei Kol Echad Me'Absuim. There has to be Melech Lifnei Kol Echad Me'Absuim. Who said this? Rava Bar Shmuel. Says the Gemara that Rava Bar Shmuel himself was once in the house of the Reish Galusa. Reish Galusa was the big man in town. Yeah, so Rabbi Bar Shmuel was a guest. Afiku le'irifta, and he was given bread and told to make a moitzi, to be moitzi everyone. Ubata lehedi, without waiting for the salt. Rulei, so they said to him, Hodor mar mishmaite, are you chayzer from what you taught us that you have to have melach and you shouldn't make a moitzi until there's melach on the table? Amulu, he said to them, leis dein tzorich boishesh. This type of bread does not require delaying. For the sake of this bread, you don't have to have salt. So, what chat? So Tosfos says, like you just said, that nowadays the bread have time on their own. And therefore Tosfos says, melech, pas shelonu, you don't really, ain't no regiling to wait for salt. Yeah, like you said correctly, that if the bread has naturally a flavor, it's more than just dry bread, flour and water, then you don't, it's not ma'akev to wait for salt. And like Rashi says, it has to be necheles betam, if it has the time, it's not ma'akev. However, Tosfos brings a medrash that, that kishe Yisrael yoishim al ha-shulchan matinin zeh zeh, so the sotin is mekatrig, and the bris melech is megin aleihem, and others say al kol shulchan aleisech zeh, lemaisa we are noyeg to have salt always. But in achinami, the salt that Rashi is talking about is the type of bread without which it's flavorless. And therefore it's not a covet for the bracha that you should eat that type of bread. That should be the bread on which you want to mevarech. So therefore when you call for salt, you're calling for something that is a tzoyrech for the bracha. That's what Rashi says. According to this Rashi, if you had a better salt, a better bread, then you wouldn't have to, then you wouldn't be allowed to be mafsik. It's not a tzoyrech bracha. Chreis, you want to be frum, you have a psamedrish, you don't want there should be a kitruk, then it doesn't do a tzoyrech bracha. Rashi therefore learns that the matir, the type of amira which is not a hefsik, is an amira which is tzoyrech bracha. The Rambam, when he brings this very same Gemara, says something very different. The Rambam says, I don't have the Lashon in front of me, but the Rambam says the reason why these Amidas are not a bracha, it's because they are me'inyin hadvarim shemevarech aleihem. They are related to the things on which you made the bracha. So he's saying it's not because it's a tzoyrech, And neither is it because it's the bracha, but it's for the food on which you're making a bracha. And in fact, when the Rambam says toil broich, he doesn't say, quote the Gemara that says toil broich, take the piece of challah on which the bracha was made. He says havu oichel l'ploini. If a person is hosting guests, and he says, you know what, bring him a piece of fish, bring him a piece of meat, that's also fine. So the Rambam is choylik on Rashi b'shnai. Number one, doesn't have to be a tzoyer. So long as it's me'inyin, it's enough. And second of all, it doesn't have to be something that facilitates the bracha. It just has to be on the topic of that which is being eaten. So for example, if you made a moitzi on pizza, and you like to have pizza with ketchup, and you're very particular, you cannot eat pizza without ketchup, or you won't eat pizza without ketchup. After you make the amitzah, you realize there's no ketchup, you say to the waiter, can you please bring some ketchup? So according to Rashi, there's no tzoyrech, and there's certainly no tzoyrech habracha. Mashenkin, according to the Rambam, you spoke, me'inyan advarim shemavarchim alei. You didn't speak about something alien, you spoke about something that's related to what you're eating, and therefore it's not as. Where does the Rambam see this chidush, and what's the yisoid of the machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam? So just as an aside, the Gemara said, Havei melach, havei lifton. Havei melach, havei lifton. Rashi, the Rambam, when he quotes this Gemara, he doesn't quote it as havei lifton, he says it as havei tafshil. The word lifton, I don't remember where I've seen this, but I think it's Pashataych, it could even be a Rashi somewhere. The word lifton is not often that which is eaten lelachbeis boyas apas, an accompaniment to bread. And in fact, I think, this is what I believe, the word lifton means lepas, that which is eaten with bread. Rashi learns that when the Gemara said, havei melach, havei lifton, those four words, the Gemara is saying you can say two out of those four words. If you're at a table and nothing was brought to the table, so you can say bring salt. If there's no salt available, or if you prefer to have tchina instead of salt, so you can say bring me a different lifton so that the bread should have a tam. The Rambam learns that that's not what the Gemara is saying. The Gemara is saying you can say all four of these words. You can say havi melach, havi lifton. You can say to the waiter, listen, bring the salt, bring the chicken, bring the soup, bring all of the food. Bring all of the food. And therefore, according to Rashi, the Gemara is limiting the dibur that's not a hefsek only to that which is an absolute necessity for the bracha. Without this, the bracha will be lacking something. It'll be a bracha on a tapas in leita. Shaken according to the Rambam, anything that's related to the suda is fine. Anything that's related to the suda is fine. So, like a nafkamina would be this bread of the Reish Galusa. According to Rashi, it already has salt, so you can't ask for salt. According to the Rambam, you're asking for something on which the suda was eaten. In other words, the bracha, even though the bracha only has a tzoyda for the first piece of bread. If you make hamoitzi and you ate one piece of bread, your bracha is not lacking anything. Asking for chicken is not going to help the bracha. And therefore you cannot say that chicken is a tzoyda for the bracha of hamoitzi. And according to the Rambam, any reference to chicken between the bracha and the achila is a hefsik. However, everybody agrees that the bracha also covers for the chicken. There's no tzedek for the bracha that you should eat chicken, but the bracha covers the chicken. The bracha covers the entire suda. Anything that's bo machmas suda is covered by the bracha. And therefore, according to the Rambam, asking for chicken is also okay. Because it's part of the suda, it's part of that which is covered by the bracha. And the soil of this machlekes between Rashi and the Rambam is that according to Rashi, any amira is a hefsek unless it is directly supporting the bracha. According to the Rambam, an amira is a hefsek because of hesach hadas. Because you're taking your mind to different areas. It's not connected to the suda. If you speak about something that's a suda, even though it's not supporting the bracha, but it's a tzedek for the suda, it's related to the suda, that is enough for it not to be hesach hadas, and therefore it won't be a hefsek. Fine. Abaisai, what's negate to us is the following. There's a rekeach that the place can bring. One of the rishonim, who says that when the Gemara says that Dibur is a hefsik, and anything short of either Tzoyrech HaBracha according to Rashi, or Inyan HaSuda according to the Rambam, anything other than that is a hefsik, In other words, kula alma moedim that if you take a phone call and say, you know, how are my shares doing, or how, that's a hefsek. Says the rekeach, that's only the case if the mevarech himself has not yet eaten anything. But what happens if you're sitting by a suda and the person made amoitzi on behalf of everybody around the table, and that mevarech was already beitzeya, he already bit into his piece of challah. Now between that point and you receiving your challah, you speak. So you were mafsik, but you were not mafsik between the bracha and any achila. You were mafsik between the bracha and your achila. But there was already an achila after the bracha, namely the achila of the mevarech. Says the rekeach, that is not a hefsik. That does not constitute a hefsik. That's fine. That is fine. What's my raya? Says the rekeach, my raya is from the Gemara in Erev, and Nachnem Omid Beis. If a person can make kiddush and give it to a yenuka to drink, in the chassimin that the bracha is not levatala so long as somebody drank. Even though the Makadosh himself is going to go home and out drinking. So as soon as somebody drank, the bracha is no longer a bracha levatala. So if a person made amoitzi, he already ate. So my hefsik is not going to render the bracha a bracha levatala. These are the words of the Rekech. And the Beis Yosef and all the poskim say, we don't understand this Rekech. We don't understand pshat in this Rekech. What's pshat? Granted, you have a Gemara in Erevin that it's not going to be Levatolim. But you, the Rekeach, are taking this a step further. You're not saying only that having spoken is not going to make the bracha bracha Levatolo. You don't have to bring a kapara for having made a bracha Levatolo. You're saying that you could be yoitza with this bracha. You were mafsik. The bracha is not Levatolo because the person at the head of the table went straight from Amoti Lechem in Haaretz and he bit into his chal. But you are saying something else. You're saying that bracha should help for you, even though you, the person at the end of the table, the other end of the table, has taken a phone call in between the bracha and the eating. So meicha tesa, that should work. The Gemara and Erev, and the person wants to be yoitza kiddush, he's not looking to drink wine. He just wants to be yoitza kiddush, and he wants the bracha. It shouldn't be levatola. Someone should be tame. So he gives it to Yenuka to be tame. True, it won't be levatola. But it doesn't suffice that it shouldn't be levatola. You're saying, the Rekech is saying further, the Rekech is saying that you're yoitza the bracha. You don't have to make another bracha. If I was mafsik, after you ate, I could still have the bracha and eat, with, even though I made a hefsik. So meheicha teisa, what's the yisoida, what's the havana for this Rekech? And the poskim are all chaylik on the Rekech. Everybody's chaylik on the Rekech. Toisus brings, the Magen Avraham brings that there's a toisus in Tzochim, where we see clearly that he doesn't hold like the Rekech. And the Rosh, and the Mordechai, and the Ravon, they all don't hold the Rekech. What's the Raya from Toises that is Chaylik on the Rekech? Doesn't discuss this case directly. But the Gemara in Tzochim, Daf Kuf Yud, talks about somebody who hears Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses. Somebody who hears Kiddush Bebeis HaKnesses and then comes home. So he hears Kiddush in Shul, and then he comes home. So there's three opinions in the Amiroi. Rav says that Yedei Kiddush Yotzo. When you come home, you don't have to repeat the Kiddush. But if you're going to want to drink wine at home, you're going to have to make another Beit Pi'ah Gafen because you were Mishana Mokeh. Because Rav holds that Kiddush does not have to be B'mokim Suda, not the way we pass it. Shmuel says that you're not Yetza anything. The Beit Pi'ah Gafen, you're not Yetza because you traveled, you walked from the shul to the house. And the Kiddush, you're not Yetza because the Kiddush was not made B'mokim Suda. You didn't have a Suda in the place in which you made the Kiddush. And we learn from the Karatzel Shabbos Oimig that the Kriya has to be B'mokim Oimig, B'mokim Asuda. Rabbi Yochanan, who is the third Shitta, is the other extreme, and he says, you're Yotzek Sai Kiddush and Sai the Birchas Hanenen of Beit Yogav. Kiddush B'mokim Suda he doesn't hold of, and Shinui Mokim is not Makiv in a Bracha. Shinui Mokim is Shinui Yain. If you make a Gofen in one place and you walk to another place, the Bracha carries over to the next place. This is Shittas Rabbi Yochanan. Comes along Toisus, Himtzachim, and Toisus says, Rabbi Yochanan says that you're yoitza the Beir Pi'ah Gofen, that it was made in shul, it helps even at home. However, that is only the case if you drank, if you atone from the Kishul Kiddush in the Beis HaKnesses. If you go over to the Mekadosh and you say, let me have some of the wine, and you drank from the wine, then the Beir Pi'ah Gofen carries over because it's not a hefsek mitzat shini mokim. But if you didn't drink from the wine, then even Rabbi Yochanan will hold that the Beir Pi'ah Gofen is not going to help for the house. Because you made a hefsek. Shini mokim is a hefsek.
No, the
Birch Hassan, even the Bayit Pe'al-Dofen you yet. Birch Hassan said, Yoitz aside the Bayit Pe'al-Dofen, as well as the Kiddush.
Comes home, can't drink wine.
Yes, that's what Birch Hassan says. Toysa, that's only the case if you drank wine and shul. What?
Ask the lawyer for the wine.
Yeah. He'd be talking a little bit for the wine. Says the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Samach Zayin, this Toisvis is a befeidah shecholik on the Rekeach. Because according to the Rekeach, why would he have to be toyim? The Mekadosh was toyim. The Mekadosh was toyim. Just like you can take a phone call after the Maitzi, the person who said a Maitzi, bid him into the Chalah, so too, you could be mafsik b'shinui mokim if the Mekadosh drank. Toisus's insistence that the person who's being yoitza has to himself drink without a hefsik is a riot that he doesn't hold like the rekeach. And the same is in the Rosh. And therefore the Magen Avraham says this rekeach is not lahalocha at all. If you were mafsik, even after the person ate or drank, you have to make your own bracha. The Taz, the Turizov, also says that we don't hold like the rekeach. But he says that we have a problem because we have a klal, safek, brachis, lahokel. If there's ever an opinion that says that maybe you are yoitza a bracha, so it's best not to repeat the bracha. And therefore he gives the eitza and he says that people, when they're moitzi anyone else, they should intend that if you're going to be mafsik, I'm not moitzi. So therefore, we don't hold like the rekeach. So in any case, you're going to make your own amoitzi. But even according to the rekeach, your amoitzi won't be a bracha levatola because the repeated amoitzi is necessary because in such a case you weren't yoitza. Because the mevarach was chava not to be moitzi. Be that as it may, Rabbi Isai, we don't go like the Rekech. We have to understand what's pshat in the Rekech. And that's the only point I want to share here today, is what's pshat in this Rekech. Mehecha Teisa, that if a person was mafsik, he should be yoitze with the bracha. The raya from Eidavin we appreciate. It's a strong raya that the bracha is not levatola. Somebody drank, as long as somebody drank, the bracha is not levatola. But the Rekech is not only trying to achieve that the bracha shouldn't be levatola, because the other person drank. He's trying to say that you are yoitza with the bracha, and you can carry on and eat based on that bracha, even though you are mafsik. So I want to share with you a lashon in the Shulchan Aruch Harav, one word, which I think gives away how he understood pshat in the Rekech, even though in this whole sif he's trying to be choylik on the Rekech, like the Magen Avraham. I don't have it in front of me, but the Lashon Shulchan Aruch Harav is, he says, we don't go like the Rekeach. We don't hold that you could be yoitza the bracha once you spoke. Why not? Because he says, imagine if you were making the bracha yourself. If a person makes a bracha himself, and then he takes a phone call, and then he eats, of course he has to make a new bracha. That's the Gemara Menachas Nefilamet Vav. You're not yoitza if you are mafsik. Soch mein time, you're not yoitza the bracha. So he says, why should a Shemeya be any better than a Mavarech? Then a mavarech, if a person makes a bracha and he's mafsik, it's a problem. If a person hears a bracha, he's mafsik, it should be a problem. Why should it be any better? Says
the bracha was complete.
So the bracha was complete, and it's not a bracha levatala, but how could you be yoitz of the bracha? And he says, because hashemeya, what's the next word? Shemeya ke? Koina. But he doesn't say shemeya koina. So the shemeya ke mavarech. Hashemeya ke mavarech. So why should he be better than the mavarech? Shemeya ke mavarech. Why does it say shemeya ke mavarech? When somebody's yoitz a kiddush, you say shemeya ke mekadesh. When somebody makes avdol, you say shemeya ke mavdil. You say shemeya ke oina. Shemeya ke oina is a universal term that applies to anything that you're shemeya. So I think the emphasis over here is very strong. It's not because of shemeya ke mevarech, and let me explain. We know that shemeya ke oina. What does shemeya ke oina mean? Shemeya ke oina means that if you make an amira, if you're mekayim al kiyum through amira, and I'm shemeya, so I'm also yoitze. I'm yoitze as well because I was shemeya. Whether it's makar for me to say omein or not, but regardless, shemeya koin. Now this can be understood in one of two ways. One mahalach is to say that shemeya koin, the shemeya is yoitze with the brocha of the mevorech, of the oimer. So you have Reuven saying and Shimon listening. When Shimon hears what Reuven is saying, and he's mechaven to be yoitze, he is yoitze with the amira of Reuven. So if you ask Shimon, where's your bracha? He say, I don't have a bracha, but Reuven's bracha helps for me. Reuven's bracha covers me. That's one mahalach. Another malach would be to say that Shemeya Ka'ina means, Chazal said, let's talk about the Rabbanans by brachas. Chazal said, there's two ways that you can make a bracha. We were misakim. There's two ways that you can make a bracha. You can make a bracha through akimas fasayim, through verbalizing the words of the bracha. Another way of being mekayim the bracha is through hearing the bracha. There's two ways, either through the amira or the shmia. The shmia is another form of being mekayim the bracha. Not that you yotzu with his bracha. You have your bracha. Where's your bracha? Your bracha is in your shmia. That's your bracha. These are two ways of understanding what's the din of Shemiyah Ka'ina. If we say that the Rekeach understood Shemiyah Ka'ina in the first way, then we understand the Rekeach Kafta Beferach. It makes beautiful sense. What's the problem if I was mafsik? I was mafsik between what and what? Between my shmia and my bracha? My shmia is not relevant. My shmia is not the bracha. My shmia is just a tanai for me to yotze with his bracha. And he ate. So mali that I was mafsik. The bracha has to be followed by an achila. The bracha in this case happened only by the person who made the bracha and said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Elokeinu Melech Olam HaMotzi Lechem Min Haaretz. There was the bracha, that was the bracha, and that was followed immediately by an achila. I was yoytzer with that bracha. Zot Terekech. Therefore, even if I was mafsik, I don't have to make another bracha. However, the Tois, the Simpsachim, and the Rosh, and the Ravon, and the Mordechai, and therefore the Magen Avraham, they all learn, Shemeya kemevarech, you have your bracha is your shmia, dosi the bracha. Your bracha took place in your shmia, that is your kim of the bracha. That bracha was not followed by an achila, it was a hefzik. So what does it help that the Mevarech himself wasn't masik? So fine, the bracha wasn't a bracha levatala, because your bracha wasn't niskayim through Amira, so there's no levatala over there. There's no mitzvah shemayim levatala. Maskim. And that's a good raya from a Gemara and it. But you want more than that. You want that this bracha you should be yotze with. You made a hafsik.
The problem is that if you didn't eat at all, the bracha was yotze, the first part of it was also yotze.
What do you mean be yotze? As when he's going to eat. But that be yotze with the bracha. If there's a chiyuv to eat, avad have to eat. He'll be yotze with the bracha. Enoch enami. If he made a hefsek and then he eats, he'll be yotze with the bracha. The bracha will help, even for an achila will happen later. And therefore the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, he's shemeya kemevarech. Why should the shmiya be better than the amira? The shmiya dosidach the mevarech. This is the bracha. And if this is the bracha, like any other bracha, if there's a hefsek after this, and the achila, between this and the achila, then you're not yotze the bracha.
Is there a distinction between your kota mitzvah and your kota leilim in this regard? Because if you say you mafish truma to masa, and something happens on the way, you listen, you don't know how to make the bracha. You listen to Reuben, he says it for me, I go into my field and want to be mafish masa, and I step into some dirt. And is there a sesach rab? His bracha should be good enough for me, because it's a good kota mitzvah, not your kota leilim.
You may be right with regards to certain aspects. The place can bring them together. For example, with regards to Shechita, with regards to Kisi Hadam, with regards to Tefillin, the Gemara Menachos is not talking about Birchas Hananim specifically. It could be that by Birchas HaMitzvah it will be more kal. That over here, that the banana has to be, that, this word that we're saying over here, that the Shemeya Kemevarech, and he has to immediately follow with an Achila, would be more so by Achila, but the general Dini Hefzik, are always equated between Birchas Hananim and Birchas HaMitzvos. Okay, Yashar Koach.
Right.